Today's passage is John 21, 1-14. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet his disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved, therefore, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and he threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. John 21 is the last chapter in the Gospel of John. We're looking at this period between Easter Sunday and Jesus' ascension into heaven. From the last verse, verse 14, we're reminded that this is the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples since the resurrection. 3 is generally an important number in the Bible, and it shows that the disciples have many accounts of seeing the risen Jesus. They know that he is the resurrected Lord. This story is actually very similar to what happened in Luke chapter 5, when Jesus called his first disciples. In that scene, Peter, James, and John toiled all night fishing, but they did not catch anything. Jesus tells them to put out into the deep one more time, and when they do that, their nets are so full of fish that the nets break that time. At least they start to break. And Peter says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." To which Jesus responds, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." Or as other translations put it, "From now on, you will be fishers of men." You see that this is a very similar story to that of Luke 5. So fast forward to John chapter 21 here. Peter, James, and John again, and 4 other disciples decide to go fishing. Now Jesus somewhat commissioned them already after the resurrection, saying that he has sent them as the Father sent him, but they still haven't received the Great Commission yet, or received the Holy Spirit at the level that they would on Pentecost. So it seems like they might be at a loss for what to do. So they return to what is familiar to them, fishing. I think we can all resonate with them in that sometimes when we're in an in-between period or in a period without clear direction, we tend to stick with what's familiar. Perhaps Peter even had thoughts of, maybe I disqualified myself from being Jesus' disciple since I denied him 3 times. In any case, he goes fishing. Others join him, and they catch nothing, just like in Luke 5. Jesus appeared just as day breaks, and while the disciples don't recognize him yet, he tells them to cast their nets on the right side of the boat to find some fish. And the disciples find much more than just some fish. They catch so many that they cannot haul the net into the boat. John, who refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loves, is the first to recognize Jesus, saying to Peter, "It is the Lord." And Peter immediately puts on his outer garment, most likely out of respect for Jesus, and jumps into the water to swim to Jesus. Jesus is waiting for them with some fish and bread ready to eat already, and John notes that as Peter hauls the net ashore, although there were so many, the net was not torn. We can talk about this passage in many different ways, but I'd like to focus on what this experience was like from the disciples' point of view. They start off the night going back to what they were used to, fishing, only to catch nothing all night. And when Jesus shows up and they listen to Jesus, they end up, now at the morning, with a giant net full of fish. From this experience, first, the disciples would see that Jesus is not done with them. Jesus knows where to find them, he meets them where they are, and he provides miraculously for them, just like he did when he first called them in Luke chapter 5. I'm sure the disciples would have instantly remembered that incident and be reminded that Jesus called them to be fishers of men. And Jesus does the same thing here, by telling them how to catch this miraculous catch of fish. It shows that Jesus is not done with them. Secondly, moving forward, the disciples can look back on this and know that Jesus makes a way for them to bring in the big catch. The nets held the fish and didn't break. And we see later on through the disciples' lives that they do in fact symbolically catch many men and women for Jesus. Jesus empowers them for the task. The scene even is reminiscent of the feeding of the 5,000. Remember, from just 5 fish and 2 loaves, Jesus multiplies that small amount into enough for every disciple to collect a basket full of leftovers after. It is Jesus' plan to use his disciples as his hands and feet for bringing more disciples to him. Let's reflect on those two points for ourselves. First, God is not done with us. We all have moments where we feel like God does not have a plan for us anymore, or that maybe we've even disqualified ourselves in some way, just from our sin or something we've done. But the truth is that God is not done with us. He invites us to be his disciples, and it's not just a one-time thing. He invites us again and again. And each time, we just need to hear him and choose to accept his invitation. Even throughout the ups and downs of the season we are in, let's be open to hearing his call. Apart from him, we can do nothing, but when we abide in him, we'll bear much fruit. And secondly, let's know that Jesus provides for us to be fishers of men. Similar to the first point, he will make a way for our nets to be strong enough. Though we may feel weak or unable, God is working in people's lives around us, and we have the privilege of playing important roles in that, of helping them to believe in Jesus as we do. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage, and just as this was an important moment to the disciples, Lord, I pray that this passage would be an encouragement for us. Lord, that we would be reminded that you are not done with us, Lord, and you will provide a way for us to be fishers of men. God, we pray that you would help us. Lord, if we feel like we've kind of lost our way or we just feel too weak to do anything for you or too lazy or even apathetic, Lord, I pray that you would help us to hear your call once more and to just have that passion stirred up in us again. Lord, that you call us to be fishers of men, and Lord, that's where we'll really be satisfied and really find our excitement in life and our joy in life, just following you and being obedient to you. So Lord, we thank you, and we lift up this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.